Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, July 2nd, 7:32 Central Time. Joining me in studio today are friends from Holy Cross Lutheran Church here in St. Louis. We have Pastor Bob Bernhardt. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. Thanks for having us in, Andy.
Thanks so much for being our guest. And also joining us in studio, we have Sarah Bernhardt. Now, good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Do you know this guy next to you here?
Oh, yeah, he's a good friend.
We were just talking before going on the air, a little bit of history behind the Bernhardts here. And so it was a match made at Concordia, right?
Right.
Yep,
right.
Well, tell us about Holy Cross Lutheran Church, Pastor.
Yeah, Holy Cross is located right near CPH in South City, St. Louis, so 2650 Miami, and they have a long history. They started as a school for the seminary location there for the kids, and then Walther decided that the school also needed a church for the professors, so they started Holy Cross in 1858, so long history in the synod.
Very cool. Very cool. And so you're located on Miami. Now, when you say you're going to Miami, people think you're going to Florida, right?
Yeah, I use it all the time.
Very good. So Holy Cross has been around for quite a while. How long have you been serving there as pastor?
I just turned 2 years old there.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I just turned one yesterday here at Worldwide KFUO. Now, tell us about some of the things going on at Holy Cross Lutheran Church. I know you have a new program we're going to talk about in just a second, but tell us, what is a typical year? What does summer look like at Holy Cross?
Sure. Well, VBS this year was in June, mm-hmm. so it was early summer, and last year we had the youth gathering, so year to year so far, I mean, I only have two to look at, but the summer is filled with different activities and then getting ready for the fall. But this year, we've packed the summer full, so we'll talk about that in just a minute. But yeah, it's, I think, like a normal summer.
Sure. Mm-hmm. For our listeners who aren't familiar with the St. Louis area, tell us about the neighborhood you serve. Tell us about the people that Holy Cross serves.
Yeah, it's certainly a changing neighborhood. It used to be pretty much 100% German Lutherans all around. So stories are told that if you didn't go to Holy Cross on Sunday morning, that the pastor would walk around the neighborhood and knock on your door and ask how you were doing. Today, it's a lot different. It is mostly an African-American neighborhood. There is a lot of poverty, but it's a mixed demographic. You can walk the streets and lots of folks are on their porches and visiting, and you can walk up and say hello. So yeah, it's an inviting neighborhood, but they have challenges.
Sure. Now, you've been there for 2 years, learning the community, learning the needs of the community. And so now this idea came up. Tell us about Sarah, tell us about the genesis, the beginning of this idea, Intersect Arts Program.
Okay. Well, it's got a little backstory to it. It really started while I was in grad school. Mm-hmm. I had kind of become a little bit disheartened, and I had discussed it almost with the sort of self-indulgence and provocative nature of a lot of the contemporary art world. And so I was looking for a way for art to mean something more than provocation, and was really inspired by an artist that came to speak with us. Claudia Bernardi was her name. She's an Argentinian artist who goes around the world doing huge mural projects with communities that have been torn mm-hmm. by war. And so was very inspired and set off on this sort of research escapade to find out about more artists who did things like this. And then developed this project, actually working with CFNA and the refugee youth there, doing art as a means of empowerment and voice in the St. Louis community. So that's how it sort of started. And then after grad school, I got a grant to continue my work at CFNA and then start a pilot program at Holy Cross. So we sort of transferred it over, did a little summer experiment last year, and it went over really well. The neighborhood kids were just crazy about it. And so we have since decided to expand and really invest in this as a major outreach ministry.
Just that's amazing. That's great. your background, you're an artist, and
right.
Your background, your area of focus in art started off in painting.
Right. Yeah. Painting and printmaking. And then in grad school really transferred to photography and a lot of film, because it was a medium that was very accessible to use with mm-hmm. the kids and the collaborators I was working with.
And more community art as well became right. your focus. You brought up an interesting point. In our culture today, especially in contemporary art, the focus is not necessarily a godly one.
Right.
But yet art is a beautiful thing. It's a great gift of God that can be used in the church in a variety of ways, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so you went on this venture to see how to study and see how art could be used to really serve the community. And now you're doing that. Started off with a small program last summer, now developed this program. What does the new program at Holy Cross entail? It's called Intersect Arts Program, correct?
Right. Yeah, we're actually in the process of expanding this summer. We got some funding to do so, and it will entail this fall and a full after-school program that will encompass the arts as a whole category. So mm-hmm. we'll have drama, dance, creative writing, music, and visual art. And then we also will have community programming, which will include lectures, performances, exhibitions, that sort of thing, as a way to wrap in the adult population and the families. And then we also have an artist-in-residence program, which is where we sponsor an artist basically to come in and work, and they curate a permanent collection as well as run the exhibitions mm-hmm. in our little gallery space. And I think that's about it.
This is no joke. I mean, this is no little project. You have a gallery space. You have an artist in residence. I was reading about that earlier in the newsletter article. That's really exciting. I mean, not a lot of art programs get to have artists come in for a period of time, 10 weeks or a couple of months or something like that, to do an art program. Tell us about the first artist in residence.
Sure. It's actually an interesting situation. I invited my high school art teacher, who was just a huge mentor to me, to come down just for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be with us during the month of July and part of August. And he's going to be teaching an art history in the Bible course,
wow.
as well as producing our first exhibition in our space. So that's really exciting. And then actually our second artist in residence will start in September. She'll be here for almost a year. And she is also a WashU grad and does a lot with community art, especially working with women who have experienced domestic violence.
I want to go back to art and the Bible.
Yeah.
Do tell. I'm intrigued.
Sure. Dave Paul is the name of our resident artist, and he's actually a high school teacher in mm-hmm. Wisconsin. So he teaches an art history class and has developed a short course for us during the month of July that will be all about art and artifacts of the ancient cultures that'll correspond with the biblical cultures. We're familiar with Sumeria and Assyria and Babylon and all those good things. And then he'll move into medieval art and Renaissance and then look at paintings and biblical narratives and whatnot. So it'll be a fun packed summer.
Do we get college credit for this?
Absolutely. We're giving it away.
This just sounds fascinating. I mean, this really sounds like a program that would rival that of you know, academic institutions as well. I was just thinking about some of the art programs at some of the institutions I've worked at and been a student at, and that sounds very similar to some of the programs they've offered. So kudos to you. That's great. That's just exciting to hear that you get to offer something like this. Now, you mentioned earlier you received some funding. Who is partnering with you to make this and to help make this happen?
Sure. Our largest partner is the Lutheran Foundation of St. Mm-hmm. Louis. And then the Missouri District Missions Branch has also given us some funding to establish a technology center as part of our arts program.
Wow. And, you know, years ago, we wouldn't have thought of technology being a part of art.
Mm-hmm.
How important is technology now and today in art?
It varies. Mm-hmm. There's definitely, you know, the whole traditional mediums sector, but it's definitely moving towards incorporating a lot of technology. And since my own work particularly incorporates photography and film, mm-hmm. with the community, it's particularly suited for our program, I think.
Very good. Well, we need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue talking with our friends from Holy Cross Lutheran Church here in St. Louis about the Intersect Arts program. Stick around for more His Time right after this on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO, the messenger of good news.
This is Craig D'Onofrio, Program Director of Worldwide KFUO, with some news for you. On July 7th, Faith and Family will be moving to 10 a.m. The Bible Study, with a new name and new host, will be moving to 11. In August, we're excited to have Pastor William Whedon join the lineup. This new Bible Study program will be called Thy Strong Word. New times, even better radio than ever before. Faith and Family at 10, Thy Strong Word at 11 on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, this is Rich Robertson, the president of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Did you know it only takes a few words or a kind gesture to lift up someone in need of hearing the gospel? You can help LCMS Ministries concentrate on doing more and reaching more. With the Lutheran Church Extension Fund investment, you empower ministries with loans and resources that keep the mission moving forward. Investments directly benefit LCMS schools, congregations, care centers, universities, and international ministries. Visit lcef.org or call 800-843-5233.
Hi, I'm Andy Bates. Join me for the next Faith and Family, where we'll talk with experts and everyday people about topics pertinent to faithful family life. Listen to Faith and Family Live weekdays at 11 on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news, underwritten by Concordia University, Wisconsin.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys, check out my
new
video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
Pew, pew. What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio today, Pastor Bob Bernhardt and Sarah Bernhardt from Holy Cross Lutheran Church in St. Louis, Missouri, talking about the Intersect Arts program that's launching this summer. Now, what are some of the things going on this summer? I know you have your Artist in Residence program going on. Is this a class? When does this start?
Right. So the Artist in Residence is arriving tomorrow, actually.
Wow.
And we'll be starting his Art, History, and the Bible course next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes out throughout the month of July. And then we're having an arts camp the last week of July that's sort of a kickoff to our after-school program. It's an intensive week, including all the different areas of the arts. And we have a youth group partnering with us from Wisconsin coming down. And then in August, we'll have our first exhibition. And then... the next week, we start off our full after-school program and everything else.
Now, the gallery and the exhibition, whose art will be included in that?
Right. So at the end of our arts camp, we'll actually have sort of a community dinner exhibition performance that'll encompass that work. And then that first week of August will be Dave, our resident artist, will be producing the work for that. But he's also very collaboratively minded, so it may include other artists, it may include the kids. We don't know yet exactly what's going to happen.
Sure.
So,
now, who can be the art class on? It's an evening class, is that correct? During the summer?
Art history, yes.
Mm-hmm. The art history class. Thursday evenings, is that right?
Thursday evenings, 7 to 9.
And who can attend that class?
It's open to anyone. It's geared for adults and teenagers. But if there's any brilliantly minded, interested children, they are more than welcome.
Sure, absolutely. And we have a lot of families here in the St. Louis area who study art or use classical education for homeschool or classical school. And so this might be something that would be helpful to them, maybe even help cover a unit for them in their program as well.
Yeah, so, great idea.
Yeah, Outstanding. Well, Pastor, tell us about how is this program, how do you see this fitting into the picture of Holy Cross, the ministry in the neighborhood in which you serve, and how does it fit into the picture? How do you think it's an important part of Holy Cross?
Yeah, a lot of the people who attend Holy Cross commute, some from great distances. And we have a handful that are actually from the neighborhood surrounding the church. So this is our attempt to connect with the neighborhood. There are many different, you know, avenues that people choose to try to connect with those around. And with Sarah's skill set, and I try to tie the curriculum to wrap around the art. And so with our skills together, we thought that this would work. So we're trying first at the youth, and then, as you can see, we're expanding this so that we can address adults also.
Sure.
So we're trying to make that point of contact. So from a ministry standpoint, it kind of helps round out who's coming and maybe even sitting in the pews on Sundays from distances and our neighbors.
And it may reach a particular audience. It may reach the whole neighborhood, from someone who's interested in the classes to someone who's interested in coming to the performance and the exhibition as well.
Right.
That's just, and it's something that's delightful. Something that's joyful. That's encouraging. So I'm glad to hear that. Now, earlier you mentioned Christian Friends of New Americans. How, and that's an organization that welcomes that we as Christians welcome refugees and those coming to the U.S. As new Americans, essentially welcoming them to our neighborhoods, helping them get settled in. So, how does this connect with CFNA?
Right, as I mentioned earlier, they're the group that I actually initially started working with. And we've continued working with them on a slightly smaller scale. We do Saturday classes with youth there for a couple hours. And we're usually working with 15 to 20 youth of different nationalities. And throughout the course of the past year, we've had some of our refugee students coming over to Holy Cross and working with that program. And so we're just hoping to see some crossover and more integration as we move forward with kind of both programs.
What's the nice thing about art when working with people from all different languages?
Everyone gets it. I'd say everyone really, I think, has an innate interest in art and the visual image. And especially in American culture, the visual image is a very prevalent part of our lives. So we feel very strongly about helping educate people about visual literacy and whatnot. So, we don't need English to make art. So that's helpful.
I remember in high school and in college, you know, as a musician singing in choir, it was very common to sing in five different languages in one program, you know, to have a piece in English, a piece in Hebrew, a piece in Spanish and Italian, in Italian. but, you know, that was very common to sing in all these languages. So when studying languages as a high school student, when studying French or when studying Greek in college, that wasn't that uncomfortable for me because I'd already sung in these languages. Not necessarily that I understood everything, you know, certainly our choir director made sure that that we understood the English translation of the pieces that we were singing. But it was a valuable foundation for me when I studied languages later on. And then just understanding even English language as well, having this arts background as a musician was really helpful to me.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. It makes me think about all our different refugee and immigrant kids really bring interesting visual traditions to the table that I don't necessarily have a lot of exposure to, and have learned a lot from them as well. So that's been a neat part of the puzzle.
Now, you said everyone kind of has some interest in art. And I'm sure that somebody listening is thinking, no, I don't like art. I don't like any of that hoity-toity stuff. But convince us, why does everyone have some sort of interest in art? You mentioned visual.
Yeah, I think that's the key, is that we all have a connection to the visual. And I think that's really the foundation of art, is just exploring that more in depth. And so if we can make those visual images accessible, I think everyone you know, mm-hmm. unless you're unfortunately blind, you know, would have a connection to mm-hmm. to images.
And I think quite often when we hear art, for the person who's not quote unquote an, mm-hmm. an artist,
sure.
for the when we hear the term art, we have this mental image that it's something that's distant that we can't connect with. But it sounds like what you're doing with the Intersect Arts program is helping make that connection.
Absolutely. I think building bridges is one of our goals, and from both directions, that art is made accessible mm-hmm. To a broader community of people who may, you know, have a little distance from it, but also then bringing those people into the life of the contemporary art world, which is, you know, kind of a considered a higher end place that maybe people feel like they don't belong, mm-hmm. but it's a powerful platform for everyone. And so to kind of have this multi-directional experience is really important and one of our goals.
Now, using this as a means to connect with the neighborhood and outreach, you mentioned earlier the art history and the Bible class mm-hmm. coming up very soon. This isn't an art class where you're just going to be drawing pictures of biblical scenes, correct? But how does this help us? How does this help you connect? Obviously, the art history in the Bible is certainly one way. Are there other ways? How do you make that connection? Or how is this this program going to be helpful in conveying the gospel message, if you will?
Sure. I might actually turn that one over
okay.
to Bob,
Pastor.
If you don't mind.
Sure. Well, there's always power when you are sharing the biblical narrative with mm-hmm. people, you know, God's story of salvation, people falling away, pulling away, and God continuing to pursue. And so if people don't know the narrative, or even if they have, to hear it again or the first time, I think there's power in that. And yeah.
So it really opens doors for conversation. So we're not just sitting down and coloring in pictures of Jesus.
No, I don't know the full curriculum for it, but
it's sort of twofold. We have, I'd say, two approaches. One is a more direct application of mm-hmm. biblical narratives or biblical metaphors.
Sure.
That we then have the kids sort of explore in a visual way, which is kind of a direct relationship there. For example, we studied Jesus I Am series from John. I am the good shepherd, I am the door, I am the bread of life, all mm-hmm. those things. So we had the kids explore those quite literally. And then the other way we approach it is just providing very high quality arts education, mm-hmm. but through this Christian example of living. We do a lot of conflict management. We do a lot of cooperation skills. We do a lot of, you know, just kind of basic education things. So all that, you know, just by living out the way Christ has told us to live and sharing that openly mm-hmm. Is a big part of the outreach ministry.
Sure, not hiding
right.
anything, but being open, being an artist, being a Christian, a right. confessing Christian, and right here in the middle of the neighborhood, what a great opportunity. I'm so glad you thought of this. This is really just exciting. Well, I look forward to hearing more about the program and hearing about how things go this summer and how the year-long program goes.
Sure.
Now, you said we have a camp, an intensive camp at the end of the summer, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's running for a week, is that right?
Correct, yeah.
So you've already had Vacation Bible School. Now you're gearing up for...
right.
Pastor, are you up for this?
I think so. Yeah.
An adventure.
I think a two-year-old can handle it. Hopefully.
No, Pastor, are there ways that you'll be involved in the Intersect program?
Yeah, I helped develop the theological curriculum to wrap around the art lesson, or mm-hmm. sometimes I'll come up with the lesson and... or the theology or the story to be told, and Sarah will help to wrap an art lesson around it. So
yeah, Bob frequently inspires the artwork.
so we collaborate on that, but I'm usually teaching during the courses.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
This just sounds like a win-win situation. Everybody gets good theology, good art,
yep.
neighborhood opportunities to just develop and grow in the neighborhood, get to know the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. How exciting.
Yeah.
Well, any other things coming up? Anything else that you want to share about Holy Cross that's coming up this year? Anything else you want to talk about this morning as we wrap up? We've got about another minute and a half left.
No, I would just ask if everyone could pray for us. It's a challenging ministry, despite how exciting it sounds.
Sure.
And we would really appreciate prayers for growth and wise direction as we move forward.
Now, if someone's in the St. Louis area and they want to check out the class that's coming up starting next week?
Yep, next week.
How can they find out more?
They can visit our Holy Cross website, which is...
www.holycrossstlouis.org.
And is it ST Lewis or S-A-I-N-T?
ST Lewis.
ST Lewis. So mm-hmm. holycrossstlouis.org. You can find out more there about the upcoming art history mm-hmm. and the Bible.
Art history and the Bible.
It's just fascinating. I'm so excited. Now, you talked about technology earlier. How mm-hmm. will technology be used in this program? We've got just about a minute left.
Yeah. Mainly through photography and film, mm-hmm. but we're also developing a community computer lab, which will definitely be using the arts program, but also kind of double as a way to provide a basic need for mm-hmm. the community and connect with adults and whatnot. So that's another way technology is kind of incorporated.
Wow. You guys are doing some great things. Well, we are very thankful for you. Keep up the good work, and I look forward to hearing back from you all. I hope you will continue to check in, keep us posted on how things are going with the Intersect Art Program at Holy Cross Lutheran Church here in St. Louis. We've been talking with Pastor Bob Bernhardt and Sarah Bernhardt. Pastor, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you for having us.
Sarah, thanks so much for being our guest today here at Worldwide KFUO.
It was a pleasure.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily lectionary. Hope you can join us for that as we're going to study with Pastor Litke today. Stick around for more of his time right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.